Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Well, he is a veteran when it comes to the stage. He's an actor, comedian, musician, a singer, and one hell of a funny guy. He's been on the circuit since the 80s, can you believe it, and still going strong. Actually, I think he's like a fine wine, getting better with age. I mean, he's just not long ago won Dancing with the Stars, or what's it called, Strictly Come Dancing over in the UK?
That's what they call it,
so yeah. Would you agree, Bill Bailey, that you are getting better with age?
You know, old wine is good wine, you know, and dusty wine is good. So I'm obviously dusty, but good. That's what I see myself as. You're saying I've matured. I like that. I mean, I like that in some ways. Yeah. A fine vintage.
That's right. Good.
I'll go along with that.
Go along with that. Air you out for a little bit and you're better on the palate.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. That's right. And don't mix it up with the cheap stuff.
No. No clean skins.
Yeah, that's right.
No, God, no.
Bill, you're no stranger to Australia. You've been to Australia many, many times. What are we like as an audience?
Of all the places that I've played around the world over the years, I think in many ways the Australian audiences are the closest to UK audiences.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of reaction, I think. Because I think that actually we do share a lot of a similar sense of humour. I think there's a kind of combination of things that are peculiar to the both countries. A healthy disregard for authority,
yep.
and a kind of, you know, and a love of the absurd, you know, and the stranger, the sort of the oddness of life.
Now, I've got to ask you, you have been doing stand-up for many, many decades now. Our very own Damien Leith here, a dream of his is to one day become a stand-up comedian.
If only I was funny. I got to work on that part.
Yeah, so like you, he's done Strictly Come Dancing. He did Dancing with the Stars. Didn't win it like you did. Only made it to the finals.
I got to the finals.
You know, he's a musician. He can sing. One Australian Idol, of course, that little competition here. But he's never done stand-up comedy, and it's kind of one of those things he's always wanted to tackle. Do you have any tips for him?
Oh, okay, right. No, none at all.
I thought you were about to say, don't do it.
Nothing. I can't think of anything. Well, it sounds like come on, what more do you want? I mean, you know, you're singing, dancing. I mean,
what more do I want? You're acting as well. You're writing books. I'm just, you know.
Oh, what is this? Oh, is this talent top trumps now, is it? Yeah. Oh, I do this. Well, you do that as well, so no. I'll see your dancing ability and I'll raise you. I can tap dance, yeah? Tap dancing, you say. Well, I'm actually the regional Tiddlywinks champion. Oh, you're Tiddlywinks, is it? It's all gone off the rails very early on.
Oh,
I'm
really
awesome at marbles.
Yeah, well, don't talk to me about marbles. Anyway.
Hey, Bill, my next question was going to be, do you need somebody to open your show when you're at Wollongong Town Hall?
She is spooking big time.
I was. No, I was thinking about that just about 5 minutes ago until then, but now I've changed my mind now.
You don't want some Irish little upstart trying to upstage you?
Yeah, some bloke coming up doing some, like, bloody, you know, Lord of the Dance while he's singing, you know. No.
So that's a hard no, David.
That was a hard no. No, I accept it.
The En Route to a Wollongong Town Hall, October 17 and 18. From the sounds of it, you don't know what you're going to get, and that's just the way Bill likes it. As we said, you are like the Grange of comedy, and we cannot wait to come our way in a couple of months' time.
Thank you very much.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I am blimmin' exhausted.
Why are you so tired?
Yesterday I was talking about this weekend away that the husband and I are going on.
Oh, like a couples retreat.
A couples retreat.
Yeah, to
Blue Mountains.
I like this idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea, but it's actually the rigmarole that leads up to a weekend away, particularly if you've got kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you've got to spend some time away from them. The more kids you have, the harder it gets. If you've got one, they're easy to palm off to somebody else.
Yeah, a grandparent or a friend or something.
You can even
like
give them to the neighbour, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's just one kid. But when you got three, you've got to look after. It's like one child's got to go to one house because you can't put all three on one person.
No, it's too much.
It's too much. If I left them at home with just Mama Jude, you'd come back and there'd be one person missing and it'd probably be Mama Jude.
I totally get that.
So, like, we've got Lulu's going to our friend Rossi's house. We've got Alani's looking after the baby Henry. Then Arwen's going to another friend's house for one night and then she's going to somewhere else for another. Like, honestly, and the amount of money they had to spend on babysitters.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're just palming it out. And then, like, last night I'm like, going, all right, well, I've got to get everything packed. So I've got to get my bag packed because we've got to leave straight after I get off air in the morning. Yeah. And then I've got to get Lulu's bag packed and then I've got to get Arwen. Well, Arwen wanted to pack her own bag. Then I had to wait for her to go to bed so I could repack it properly. It's just, I feel like it's taken me since Monday to get prepared for today.
It's tough. I mean, I get it. It's a lot of work.
I mean, it's a lot of work. I'm exhausted. I'm just worried that I've paid for this couple's retreat and it was not cheap and I'm going to get there and sleep for the whole weekend.
You can't be doing that. That goes against the brochure, okay?
Well, so. I know. It's like this, like, you know, all about getting back to intimacy and la la la. Well, we can spoon and sleep at the same time, can't we?
Well, you can, but look, I'm concerned because you've obviously done so much work. You've been preparing for this, and
stressful,
and it's stressful and all the rest. And I would imagine that that your husband Milko, he's been behind you the whole way. He's been working hard to prepare for this incredible weekend away. I've got him on the phone, actually, as it turns out. Good morning, Milko.
Good morning. How are we?
We are. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Now, in the preparation leading up to this big occasion, you packed your bag?
Not yet.
Okay.
Did you read the timetable and find out exactly what we're doing this weekend?
No.
Do you actually know where we're...
I don't like to preempt too much of what's...
No, you want a surprise, don't you? You want a surprise.
I'm
with you on that.
Do you even know where we're going?
I know we're going northwest somewhere. It's going to be cold. That's about it.
See, I think this is a perfect example of men versus women when you go away.
No.
The women do everything. They organise the kids. They organise the itinerary. They organise everything. The guy gets up in the morning of, throws a couple of things in a bag and goes, all right, love. How come you're taking so long to get in the car?
Yeah, no, but what you don't realise, and Milko, I know where you're coming from, you've got to plan the drive. You've got to make sure the car
That's
has
right.
got fuel in it. You know,
exactly, right. All this stuff that goes underneath it, no one, you don't hear about it because it's already done.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And as men, we generally don't want to display this. We don't moan about it. We just get on with it.
You're not as vocal.
Exactly right. What do you want, a medal or?
Oh, jeez. You need to be careful, man.
Otherwise, I'll take someone else on this retreat.
I can't wait to hear how this all works out on Monday, let me tell you.
Say, Andy, it's a long walk to the Blue Mountains.
Oh, jeez, you better be here, Milko.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Wave FM's Jade up against Damien. This is the joke.
Crikey, how about that voiceover, guys? What do you think of that?
That voiceover is awesome. That's you, isn't it, Andy?
It is.
You do an awesome job. Now, plan of action here is it's very simple. We do five jokes against each other, all right? Whoever that Andy decides did the best jokes takes home the greatest trophy in the world. I'd like to kick things off today.
Okay.
If that's all right.
Okay. I'd like to just start by saying, because it is pyjama day, I have made all my jokes related to pyjamas. Because I'm the only one who seems to be committed to the pyjama day. I'm the only one actually wearing pyjamas, even though we talked about it in the meeting that we would all wear them.
No one ever agreed to do it, Jason.
I thought we had.
That is the first joke of the joke off, is the fact that you're wearing pyjamas. All right. I tried to explain to my 4-year-old son that it's perfectly normal to accidentally poop your pants. But he's still making fun of me.
No, that's funny.
Come on, Jade, let's go.
Come on.
What's the difference between a man wearing pyjamas on a bicycle and a guy wearing a tuxedo on a unicycle?
I don't know.
Attire.
Andy.
See?
Andy.
Andy's laughing. Andy.
Oh, come on, Andy. Okay.
I like it when Andy's the judge.
All right, okay. What about this? I've been taking Viagra for my sunburn. All right, it doesn't cure it, but keeps the sheets off my legs at night. Come on.
I got expelled from school on pajama day.
Oh, did you?
It's not my fault I slept naked.
Nah, come on. Come on, Andy, don't give that.
Definitely one to Daniel there, so one each.
Okay, one each.
All right. That's the
point. All right, what about this one? One day, a little boy wrote to Santa Claus, says, "Please send me a baby sister." And Santa wrote back, "Okay, send me your mother."
Is every joke you've got rude today?
Is that rude?
Well, they're all got innuendos.
Risque.
Yeah, a bit risque. Okay, working from home is not so bad. I'm starting to get the hang of it, in fact. I can work in my pyjamas, have a glass of wine with my lunch, have lunch at 9 a.m.
Is that a joke?
Yeah, that's a joke. Come on!
No, it was so bad.
Wow. Teacher's pet over here again. Teacher's pet. Yeah. Okay, what about this? My wife is always stealing my T-shirts and jumpers, you know? But if I take one of her dresses, suddenly we have to talk.
I'll give Damo that one.
Wait, have it. I know it's not mine yet.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. What's hard and hairy and sticks out of your pyjamas at night?
I don't know.
Your head.
Dino, your name's not it.
That is so much better than yours.
All right.
I wasn't laughing with a sense of that one.
Two friends are camping on a hillside. One of them crawls out to pee before bed, okay? Comes back in all wet. The other asks, "Is it raining outside?" He says, "No, it's windy."
Oh, yeah, all over yourself. Nice.
That's not rude, okay. Was it?
No, that wasn't rude, okay. No. Okay, this is my final joke. A guy brings his golf buddy home after a day of playing golf, and his wife screams her head off. So his friend's just sitting at the kitchen table, and he's just in complete shock, and she is going off. "I haven't done my hair and makeup. I'm still in my pajamas. The house is a mess. I haven't had time to cook anything. You didn't even let me know he was coming, and I'm completely exhausted." She goes, "Why did you even bring your friend home anyway without letting me know?" And he went, "Because he's thinking of getting married."
Not bad.
Look, for sheer acting ability alone, I've got to give it to Jade this morning. Yeah! Fantastic.
Wait.
So you guys were pretty close there.
No, wait.
Oh, hang on.
You're saying overall Jade won this morning?
Yes, Jade.
With those terrible jokes that she told.
Yeah. Yours were a little bit too dirty, mate. I'm sorry about that.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Like we've said before, one of the most rewarding things about the job that we have, Damien, is to be able to help other people in the community. And that's why we've started up this GoFundMe Friday, which is an opportunity for anyone in the area who is doing it tough or they're experiencing tragedy or anything else in their lives. We can be your platform to get the word out, to help other people in the community, whether it's raising money, whether it's raising awareness, whatever it is, we are here to help. And there was a story that got sent to us earlier in the week that is such a tragic, tragic story, and one that I can relate to on a personal level. And it's about a young man from Wollongong who went to sleep and never woke up.
Yeah, terrible.
And that happened to my brother when he was 24. This young man is also 24, and he leaves behind a partner, a baby, and another baby on the way. It's absolutely devastating. To talk more about Jaden, we have Kiara, one of his very good friends, on the line with us. Kiara, tell us about Jaden.
Well, there's so much to tell. He was an amazing kid. He was always the first one to help anybody that was in need. And that's why I've done this for him, because he was the first one to help anybody. So he'd be the first one to do this for anyone else.
Now, this is just, it must be such a shock for you guys, his friends and his family, for Ebony.
She's going to be lost for a long time. That was the love of her life. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's been with him since she's 12 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
No, wow.
As a good friend, I'm going to be there to support him and his partner and kids and his mum through it all, I guess.
Yeah, and how are they doing at the moment?
Oh, they're struggling, but they're strong.
Yeah, they're okay.
Now, poor Ebony is, you know, she's young herself and looking after a little one, pregnant as well. What can we do to help?
If you guys could help with the funeral in any way, it would really help her out. Just take some stress off her back.
Well, look, a GoFundMe page has been set up, GoFundMe.com, and then you go for In Memory of Babbo Jaden Wright. Babbo, was that his nickname?
Yeah.
Ah, Babbo Jaden Wright. And you're not asking for much. You're really just trying to get the cost of the funeral.
Yeah, that's all we need. We don't want to be greedy or anything. We just want him to have the send-off that he deserves. He was an amazing kid, and he really deserves to go out with a bang.
And you're right. You say an amazing kid. At 24, he was just a kid. Yeah. He really was just a kid.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And look, if we can get the funeral costs covered, well, then that's one less thing that Ebony and Jaden's family need to worry about.
We'll post this on our Facebook page and on our website. Anyone who's listening right now, if you can help out at all, if you've got a spare few bob, that you can just jump onto that GoFundMe. Again, it's In Memory of Babbo Jaden Wright. And let's get them to the target that they're trying to achieve.
Let's send off this young local Wollongong dad in style.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.